Chicago, the grudge matches on the gridirons might be gone, but get ready to hit the ball and touch them all at your local Chevy dealer, where you'll find the real MVPs of SUVs. If you're thinking about rounding third and heading for home in a new Chevy, you're not alone. The right vehicle makes all the difference when it comes to safety, confidence, and comfort on the road. You saw the Chevy lineup at the auto show. Now it's time to take the next step and batter up. Need the power and durability of a Silverado? The all-weather confidence of an Equinox or Blazer? The spacious comfort of a Traverse, Tahoe, or Suburban? Or the sporty city-friendly Trax? Your local Chevy dealer has exactly what you need to win the game like a pro. So don't wait. Head to ChevyDriveChicago.com today. Browse the newest models, special offers, locate the nearest dealer, and start shopping online. Things are warming up out there, and you need a vehicle you can trust. Find yours now at ChevyDriveChicago.com. Chevy, together, let's drive.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Tired of losing power? Feeling powerless? Call Four Seasons Heating, Air Conditioning, Plumbing, Electric today for a free estimate on a whole home standby generator. Never be without power again. Fully installed systems starting at just $99 a month. Power your sump pump, your fridge, your freezer, your garage doors, your heating and cooling so your home stays safe and comfortable. Four Seasons is the largest and most award-winning Generac dealer in Illinois.
For the right reasons, call 866-4-SEASONS.
And our next guest to talk about that, he's on the Window Nation guest hotline, CBSSports.com. Let's welcome back to the program, Brian DiArdo. Brian, how are you feeling today?
Yeah, I'm doing good. I'm waiting for that dead time you're talking about. What is that?
When
is that?
Usually, what isn't it like July? Everybody takes vacations. You know, we follow the sport. It is what it is. But since we're in sort of a, you know, post-draft, rookie camp, wait for the schedule, we can all do our predictions era here. Updated power rankings are coming out. At quarterback in the NFL, and I'm going to go ahead and assume, Brian, you've always, last few years, Patrick Mahomes was kind of the best, and then there's everybody else. And he did go to the championship game again, Super Bowl again, lost, but his track record speaks for itself. He's a first ballot Hall of Famer if he retires tomorrow. But has the gap closed between Mahomes and Lamar, and Josh Allen, or Joe Burrow, throw in a quarterback there in regards to who truly is the best quarterback in football heading into 2025?
Well, always good to be on with you guys. And I think it's up for grabs. And I don't even know if you can give Patrick Mahomes that title anymore, which is kind of asinine to say, because if they would have beaten the Eagles, people forget, you know, he would have been the GOAT conversation would have been at a frenzied pitch at that point with him and Tom Brady. You know, four rings, not even 30 years old yet. He'd be the first guy to do that. But no, I think him, Josh Allen, Joe Burrow, Lamar Jackson, any of those four. It's what Larry Bird said a long time ago with Michael Jordan and Magic Johnson. You put both their names in a hat, you draw one, you won't be disappointed with whoever you get. And
right.
You know, my personal two favorites are in the AFC North. Not Mason Rudolph, Lamar Jackson, wow, and Joe Burrow. I think those are my two main challengers. And I love Josh Allen too. I don't love the fact that he won league MVP last year. My vote would have been for Lamar Jackson. I mean, statistically you could argue that was his best season ever, which is crazy to say given he's already won two league MVPs, but I get it. I think they look at what Josh did and you know, obviously his supporting cast wasn't as good as Lamar, so they gave it to Josh Allen, even though his numbers paled in comparison to what Lamar did. But I think all of those four have a strong case. And yeah, I mean, I think if you know, Joe Burrow also could have easily won the league MVP last year if other guys didn't have the years that they had. So I think it's very much wide open between those four quarterbacks for the best one in the league. And then Jalen Hurts right behind them, obviously.
Now, Brian, I saw you wrote an article about the Tucker decision based on football only. I was there when Harb said it, and it sounded to me like Harb's had to say that, you know, for legality purposes. But I think that probably the decision's already been made, because after the season, Eric talked about Justin will be our kicker. You know, we'll bring in competition, but we plan on having Tucker be the kicker. Now, you know, the decision's going to be made in a few weeks, and then we'll see where that takes us.
I couldn't agree more. And yeah, I mean, you can tell that he's very careful in what he's saying, right? He's very much plotting his way through that interview, but he gave information, and he was, like you said, I mean, he basically said, you know, we don't know anything. And Roger Goodell even said that at the league meetings a month ago, you know, like they're going to let the league's investigation kind of play out, and Roger Goodell's not going to give any updates. So when we know, it's just going to be, you know, everything up front, probably at some point during the Thursday afternoon or something like that. When those
July 3rd.
Oh, absolutely. Yep. 100%. When everybody's checked out early,
yeah,
and we're at Home Depot getting our stuff for the barbecues, 100%. Right. So, no, I think they have a provisional in place with Loop who they drafted. But no, I totally agree. I think the plan is still Justin Tucker, barring some, you know, big suspension or anything of that nature. But given the recent history, I don't think the Ravens have much to worry about. You know, Deshaun Watson didn't miss any time, albeit every legal situation is different. But, no, I think it'd be safe to say. Now, again, he did say it was based on performance, but people forget that Tucker finished the year on a pretty strong note. He had other moments even during the season, the game-winning kick in Cincinnati in Week 5 in overtime. So I think, yeah, if I had to guess now, I think he certainly will be their kicker in 25.
Now, did you like the Deontay Johnson signing? I saw you wrote that article, too, about Deontay joining the Browns because him and Pickett. I guess it's just a matter of time till he gets upset and shuts it down with them, too, I imagine.
Yeah, I mean, I'm going to be – I wonder who, you know, which percentage is higher, Shaq's free throw percentage or Deontay finishing a route? I'm not quite sure. But, for someone that I'm objective as a reporter, but I didn't grow up liking the Browns. So from that perspective, I'm happy about it because, I don't think it's going to work. I mean, you just wonder how many opportunities somebody gets. I mean, he went through, what, 3 teams last season, Baltimore included. And it's kind of like, you know, with the Steelers and Baltimore, two kind of first-class organizations. If you don't work there, it seems like something is wrong. And Houston took a flyer on him. It didn't work there. So, but I think the Browns are somewhat desperate. You know, they really need help at receiver. And it seems like this wasn't a deep receiving class coming out of the draft, you know, and I think the Ravens did a good job getting DeAndre Hopkins. I think they saw that coming and said, you know, we need to address this now. Let's not wait for the draft. And we have other things to address in the draft as well. So, I mean, it's just kind of another element of the circus that is the Cleveland Browns since they came back to the league, I guess.
Hey, Brian, what are you hearing from the rookie minicamps that took place over the weekend?
You know, I think Jalen Milroe is showing a lot of signs of promise. I mean, you know, we all know it's rookie minicamp, and this is a time of year where everybody looks great and everybody's awesome. So you kind of have to take everything with a grain of salt. But I really, you know, but they are saying that he looks good. I mean, and the question is, if Sam Darnold struggles, could he be a viable option? I think early in the season that would certainly be a no. But maybe as he continues to learn the playbook, and he's one of those guys where, and this is the issue, right? All of us on the outside don't know how any of these interviews go with NFL teams, but I think he was a great interview. I had a chance to talk to Jalen Milroe. His parents are both military veterans. Seems like a guy that's going to be, you know, very much in the playbook and is very much about team camaraderie and things like that. So I think that was a good signing. And ultimately, I thought what I heard from Baltimore was really cool. I thought, you know, I know Mike Green has spoken to the media. That was probably the steal of the draft, him falling that low. And I really liked Carsten Vinson, you know, got a chance to listen to his interview and talked about how, you know, he was at Alabama A&M and he wanted to go to North Carolina coming out of college, but they didn't show any interest until he was already at Alabama A&M. And then he basically told them to stuff it. He was going to stay there since they didn't like him coming out of high school. So, you know, I think the Ravens just nailed this draft. And, you know, I think obviously with Green, it was the character things, but he's going to go to a place with good veterans. He's going to be in a good situation. It's up to him to take advantage of it. But and the last thing was Brian Schottenheimer. It sounds like things are going well there. I think the culture, you know, that's what he's kept saying in his introductory presser in Dallas, that he wants to restore the culture. I think the players so far have been receptive to it. But again, it's May. It's early. So before Cowboys fans buy their Super Bowl tickets, let's pump the brakes a little bit. But so far, so good as far as Schottenheimer and that new era underway in Dallas.
Chicago, the grudge matches on the gridirons might be gone, but get ready to hit the ball and touch them all at your local Chevy dealer, where you'll find the real MVPs of SUVs. If you're thinking about rounding third and heading for home in a new Chevy, You're not alone. The right vehicle makes all the difference when it comes to safety, confidence, and comfort on the road. You saw the Chevy lineup at the auto show. Now it's time to take the next step and banner up. Need the power and durability of a Silverado? The all-weather confidence of an Equinox or Blazer? The spacious comfort of a Traverse, Tahoe, or Suburban? Or the sporty city-friendly Trax? Your local Chevy dealer has exactly what you need to win the game like a pro. So don't wait. Head to ChevyDriveChicago.com today. Browse the newest models, special offers, locate the nearest dealer, and start shopping online. Things are warming up out there, and you need a vehicle you can trust. Find yours now at ChevyDriveChicago.com. Chevy, together, let's drive.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Tired of losing power? Feeling powerless? Call Four Seasons Heating, Air Conditioning, Plumbing, Electric today for a free estimate on a whole home standby generator. Never be without power again. Fully installed systems starting at just $99 a month. Power your sump pump, your fridge, your freezer, your garage doors, your heating and cooling, so your home stays safe and comfortable. Four Seasons is the largest and most award-winning Generac dealer in Illinois.
For the right reasons, call 866-4-SEASONS.
Hey, Brian, who do you think is going to be starting quarterback at Cleveland and Pittsburgh?
Wow, what a question. I think it will be Kenny Pickett in Cleveland, okay. Even though I could see them even trading him because to save face, because of, you know, they're not going to get rid of Dillon Gabriel, right? And they're not going to carry all four quarterbacks. And I don't think they're going to part with Shador after their owner made him draft him. So, but I still think it might ultimately be Kenny. It'll be either Kenny or Joe Flacco. It'll be one of those two. And I think either way, they don't necessarily care because I think they're going to try to get Arch Manning the next year. Pittsburgh, it'll be Mason Rudolph. I just don't think Aaron Rodgers is going to sign with them. I just don't. Every day that passes, I'm more convinced of that. I still wouldn't be surprised if he did, but I'm more leaning towards him not, and I think it'll be Mason Rudolph. And here's one. I think that Will Howard at some point might start a game for them if Mason either gets hurt or it's week 18 and the playoffs aren't on the line for them. So I think it'll be Mason in Pittsburgh and Kenny in Cleveland.
What did you think when you heard about the NFL draft going to D.C. in 27?
I like it because I think they're kind of in the way of building a new stadium there, and I think that that's going to be great for that area, and I think that we're kind of seeing this uprising or this kind of new era in Washington with the team, you know, fresh off the NFC title game appearance. Apparently they're going to stick with the Commanders. So, no, I mean, I liked it. It gives me a reason to go there. I haven't been there in a long time. And so, I think it's a good thing for that area, and it's very promising. And I think it's – football is better, I think, when Washington's good. I was a kid growing up when they were winning their Super Bowls and Joe Gibbs and all that stuff. So I'm excited for that franchise and that fan base and that area in general, Baltimore, D.C., just a great, great area for football. So I'm excited for that entire region.
Just watching you park, which meant your car towed. All right, last thing for you, Brian DiArdo, CBSSports.com. Arizona, Chicago, Bears, of course, most likely to make a playoff run this year, if not maybe both of them.
I like Arizona. They got to learn how to finish, right? I mean, it's like they're like the Greg Norman of football. They're great the first, you know, half the season, you know, but then once you start to get into the thick of it, they start to struggle. But to me also, I think, you know, no division is easy, but I think their pathway is a lot easier. I think the Lions, until they show it to me, until they prove it to me, I'm not going to buy anything yet. And I think anytime a first-time NFL head coach is taking over a team, I tend to be a little bit more on the conservative side as far as my prediction. So I will say Arizona makes the playoffs.
Chicago, the grudge matches on the gridirons might be gone, but get ready to hit the ball and touch them all at your local Chevy dealer, where you'll find the real MVPs of SUVs. If you're thinking about rounding third and heading for home in a new Chevy, you're not alone. The right vehicle makes all the difference when it comes to safety, confidence, and comfort on the road. You saw the Chevy lineup at the auto show. Now it's time to take the next step and banner up. Need the power and durability of a Silverado? The all-weather confidence of an Equinox or Blazer? The spacious comfort of a Traverse, Tahoe, or Suburban, or the sporty city-friendly Trax. Your local Chevy dealer has exactly what you need to win the game like a pro. So don't wait. Head to ChevyDriveChicago.com today. Browse the newest models, special offers, locate the nearest dealer, and start shopping online. Things are warming up out there, and you need a vehicle you can trust. Find yours now at ChevyDriveChicago.com. Chevy, together, let's drive.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Tired of losing power? Feeling powerless? Call Four Seasons Heating, Air Conditioning, Plumbing, Electric today for a free estimate on a whole home standby generator. Never be without power again. Fully installed systems starting at just $99 a month. Power your sump pump, your fridge, your freezer, your garage doors, your heating and cooling so your home stays safe and comfortable. Four Seasons is the largest and most award-winning Generac dealer in Illinois.
For the right reasons, call 866-4-SEASONS.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.